Next up is LD 694, an act to clarify solid waste policy.
You don't have any new materials from me in front of you. You've already had a work session on this bill. The bill deals with applications at solid waste disposal facilities. And I believe the intent of the bill is to require all applications, including applications for proposed changes to the type or volume of waste accepted at the facility, to get a public benefit determination from the commissioner. There was a department amendment that had been provided in their testimony, and toward the end of the last work session, I believe, you may have been distributed a second amendment. I'm not sure about that, though.
Is that amendment attached to your summary?
No, the department's amendment was attached to their testimony, I believe.
Oh, is that?
That's
it?
Oh, halfway.
Oh, okay. All this yellow, I thought.
Well, we've already had a work session, so we've already gone through all of that.
Okay, questions? Yes, Representative Campbell.
I guess I've got some concerns about the solid waste issues and interests, and just it's all pretty complicated and new to me. So understanding it, I think, is pretty difficult. But I've been trying to sort through these each individually, and don't know how I can do it without a whole lot more information. So is there any option to put the solid waste initiatives together and work them more comprehensively as one instead of taking them one at a time? And there's some specific issues on this one that I'm a little concerned with. State-owned only, existing, proposed. You know, a lot of little wordsmithing that I'm concerned about. But is this one that should go into a group of bills that we should be really focusing on the big picture? We've got, looks like, a lot of huge concerns about the future of our solid waste here, and wonder if that's, and I'll stop talking.
All right. Representative Welch?
Yeah, I think there has been a lot of talk, and Senator Saviello can talk about this some more too, but I think there is some thinking that maybe we deal with this one now, but also I know there are concerns about this one as well, but we could take those concerns and do some kind of group work. Not necessarily put it on and expend finances with DEP, but figure it, because you're right, we've got a lot of big issues around solid waste in the state, and it needs some kind of big picture looking at rather than bill by bill. So I don't know, you want to add to that,
Senator Saviello?
I think that we can do this bill right now, but still hold the concept that it maybe needs to be expanded into more than just this, but to move this forward, and then as we've talked, and I'll say it, and if I'm repeating myself, I apologize, but those that weren't part of LD1 2 years ago, in LD1, we had 15 of us. There were 5 senators and 10 representatives. And then in that group, we set up a subgroup that was 5 of us. It was Representative Duchesne, Senator Goodall, Representative Parker, and Mike, I forget.
Representative Carey.
Thank Representative Carey. I always joke there was 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans, and we actually came to a consensus of what needed to be done, and it was very successful. It is not a stakeholder group. And what we did is we invited people to come and talk to us about what their concerns were rather than have a hearing. So we really could control it. Everybody got to speak. There was nobody who was, well, there was one who got mad at me later, but that's all right. That's another story. But we basically had kind of our own hearing, if you will, where we made people participate. What I'd like to see us do is ultimately on some of the other solid waste bills is consolidate them into one, hold that one, and together work on the kind of questions we want to ask, and then the chairs would appoint, with the permission of the presiding officers, a group of 5 that would hold conversations during the summer to come back to report on what's the best way for us to go with solid waste from a legislative standpoint. So it answers your question. In the meantime, I think we can move forward with this, but want to hold the idea that maybe this is more than just state-owned landfills. It may be other things that need to be into that category. But right now, to move forward on this and keep that, if you will, as I always described it when I did training, is that we put this idea into the parking lot and then we'll draw it back in. It will be one of the things of the questions that comes forward.
Thank you.
That's sort of like shoot first and ask questions later.
I think this bill can go by itself. I think it has enough reason to go through. And in this case, I trust DEP's recommendation as to how we go. And then we need to then look at overall landfill management in a comprehensive basis. I mean, as Representative, I think Grant and I have talked about it, are we in the landfill business? Or are we? You know, and if we are, maybe we want to be all of them. Maybe we don't want to be any of them. That's the kind of conversation that needs to take place overarching before we get to this detail. This detail, I think we can move forward today.
And when we say move forward, or when you describe it and the things that you said, correct me if I'm wrong, but some of the discussion right now is about the amendments that were brought to the public hearing by the department. So not necessarily, not the original bill as written, but primarily the focus, anyway, of the discussion for this current LD version of 694 would be the department bill, and then we could step down through the language of that bill today, see if there's pieces of it that we could pass, knowing that we would be discussing pieces that we could pull out, park, and then insert or bring back in with solid waste policy to the next session.
I'm a little confused here. When we pass this bill today, are we going to come back and work on the bill?
No. There are other solid, remember we had quite a big solid waste bill here 2 days ago. 3 days ago, I forget.
Recycling,
and the definition of in-state waste, and a whole bunch of stuff. That would be ultimately the bill that I would recommend that we carry. It was Representative Chipman's bill. When he came in here, it was a pretty intense bill. We spent a lot of time with. Ultimately, that might be the bill that gets carried over, which has its own set of ideas, but there are other ideas that we would bring into this conversation.
So what are we accomplishing today by passing this bill?
This is a clarification of the public state policy, public waste, solid waste policy.
Public determination standards.
Public benefit determination is the focus.
Yeah.